Time now for All Tech Considered. Today, anonymity online, bullying, and suicide prevention. Yik Yak, an app where people post comments anonymously, is well known as a place for gossip and vicious insults. That happens in other spaces, too, where users don't use their real names. Malicious social media posts have been linked to a number of teen suicides in the past few years. But some users argue anonymous space can also be good. It can be a place to post a cry for help. Here's NPR's Aarti Shahani.
Samantha Braver is a rising sophomore at the College of William & Mary. She uses Yik Yak, which allows you to post things anonymously. She was just scrolling through her feed, like 45 minutes before we talked, and she came across a post that concerned her.
Yeah, that's the screenshots that I sent you.
All she knows about the person posting is that he or she is physically nearby, within a 5-mile radius.
Someone wrote something like, I want to turn off all my emotions. I can't handle this anymore.
Braver School, based in Williamsburg, Virginia, has had 3 student deaths on campus in the last year, 2 confirmed suicides. The fact that students can and do hurt themselves is not a joke. In response to the specific yak, as they're called,
someone commented, you need to reach out for help. Another person wrote, we care about you, even if others don't feel like that. I wrote, you're loved. Please don't do this.
Across college campuses, students and counselors say, students are posting their suicidal thoughts. Some are subtle, not explicitly about feelings. Emily Reiling, a student at Villanova, just outside of Philadelphia, reads one like that.
They posted, if I were to put up my laptop for free and on, or for sale, would anyone buy it?
Yakker started responding, yeah, I'd buy or take it from you.
Somebody asked where they could pick up this free stuff, and the student said, at the Bryn Mawr Hospital. So then people were concerned, why would he or she be at a hospital?
The thread changed. Yakkers downvoted previous responses about freebies. With 5 downvotes, a post gets automatically deleted. People offered an ear to listen, a hug, free cookies. And even after weeks went by, there was follow-up.
Somebody said, I hope summer is really good to you. And then the original poster said, you guys are sweet, thank you.
In March, a student at the University of Mary Washington in Virginia took his own life. Jessica Reingold, who just graduated, recalls a very explicit Yik Yak post in the days after, saying something like, I'm super lonely. I think I'm going to kill myself. People immediately posted supportive words and the number to a suicide hotline. Reingold went a step further.
I said, and if you need anyone to talk to, I'll meet up with you.
She didn't give her contact information and say, hey, call me.
Oh my gosh, no.
And the person in trouble didn't reply. But if he or she did,
I would have posted a time and then like a meetup place somewhere on campus. And that's how people usually would meet up to do other things.
By other things, she means make out. Yik Yak is famous and infamous on college campuses for enabling casual hookups, gossip, rumors. Barrages of racist and sexist comments have prompted a handful of campuses to ban the app. But Reingold says the Yik Yak comments about suicide are consistently helpful, not mean or dumb. That could be because the conversations offline are consistent, too.
Because we've been educated to never assume that they're joking, you always take them seriously.
Mental health counselor Nancy Stockton at the University of Indiana says it's great that students have a new place to find support. But if someone says they've swallowed a half bottle of pills, Yik Yak is not the solution.
If they were talking with a suicide hotline that has a way of knowing who's called, 911 emergency personnel could be dispatched immediately.
There's a big difference between people who are kind of depressed and people seriously on the brink. Counselors hope Yik Yak users will encourage the latter group to get real help. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.